Rock, Roger and JP. It's 6:16, so another football weekend in the books. This week, very tumultuous for the New York Giants with the McAdoo situation and Eli Manning, mostly the situation.
Schefter's article came out yesterday morning about that McAdoo would probably be fired. Sources from inside the Giants were telling him that McAdoo would probably be fired within inside of 24 hours. I was kind of hoping they would pull a Willie Randolph and like he would get all the way to Oakland and then they would fire him before the game. Make him take a bus home.
Make him travel all the way there and back.
When the Mets did that to Willie Randolph, where were they? In Seattle, Ted, or something like that?
It was something ridiculous.
They were in California.
In New York. California. Yeah, they went out to California. Yeah. Right. Those are my guys, man. I'll be there for them through thick and thin. No matter what they do for me, man. These are my guys. We battle with them all year, man.
Ted Linder as Willie Randolph.
It's been a while since we heard Willie.
Oh, sure.
I love those guys, man. But I know what Eli's going through. You know, he's been through a lot, man. He's done a great job with the Giants. Great, great, great guy. And
did you throw your name into your hat into the ring for the Yankee management job?
I would love, you know, the Yankees. You know, the Steinbrenner family have been great to me over the years, and I would love to manage them. But I told them down the line, if they need me, give me a call. I'll be on vacation for a few months. But
anytime
I'm ready to jump in there, man.
Wait, you threw some mans in there. I don't know if I ever heard Willie Randolph say man, but okay.
Yankees are a great organization.
Right, thanks, Willie.
Anytime, guys.
Well, here's
you're an actual great coach.
Here's a dead man walking. This is McAdoo after the game yesterday.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. Not really.
I'm on a coach's team as long as my key card works. You know, got a great group of players. The coaches got a great staff to work with. I want to show up ready to go tomorrow and get this thing cleaned up and move on to the next one. I'm not asking, and I haven't heard a thing. So I'm going to keep my head down and keep doing my job until I hear otherwise.
You're going to get back home and clean this thing up and get it turned around? Really? In week, 14?
Clean it up. Turn it around.
You know? Here's Eli.
I don't want anybody to get fired. You know, when a coach gets fired, it's usually because you know, the team and the players and myself haven't performed up to our duties, and so I don't want to see that. I hope there's no truth to it.
Yo, Eli,
that's baloney.
You haven't put up 30 points since the guy took the reins, man.
Really?
You have not put up 30 points. The Giants have not scored 30 points since McAdoo became the head coach.
Yeah.
Fact.
I feel like he's totally lying there. He sounds very sincere.
He's absolutely lying.
Totally love to see this guy get fired.
No, but I tell you what, he's got...
Along with Jerry Reese.
He's got this gift of being able to, you know, that's why they call him Easy E. You know, he's to stay cool, calm, and collective. You know he wants him fired, or he wants to be out, one or the other.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know? Did he make a comment during the week saying something about that he'd be moving on at the end of the year
Those stories started coming out.
Was it his comment or somebody takes something out of context?
No, those stories started coming out. He's not going to stay.
So I was surprised he would say that.
He can't stay. Yeah. He can't stay. There's no way.
I think Eli stands for easy lie.
No.
Because that was real comfortable right there. I don't want to see a coach get fired. Yes, you do.
I think him and Reese will be out by, McAdoo will be out by probably today, if I had to guess, but... Now there's infighting among ownership, who knew what and who was not happy with the way things were.
Not a Giants way.
That's what everybody keeps saying, and I'm like, well.
Maybe it's the new Giants way.
Yeah.
Willie, you don't know anything about football, do you?
You know, it'd be tough, but you know, it's a different game. It's a different game.
Though. That's a good start.
It's a different time from when I played, too. You know, it's just a different game. It's a different game.
Yeah. It's not a baseball. You're right.
No, it's not a baseball game. And I know he's under the gun there. And
there's no bats.
I know what that's like. You know, I felt like I was under the gun with Tony Bernizard and, you know, Omar. And I know what McAdoo's going through.
Okay.
So it's a tough time. And, you know, Eli, he's a great guy. And I wish him luck. And, you know, maybe we'll get together next year. And
that's good. Okay.
Thank you, Willie Randolph.
Okay, Willie.
I wish the Giants a lot of luck.
Maybe talking too much is why you haven't gotten hired since. You know, just putting that out there.
You know, the Giants are a great franchise.
Oh, boy.
Hey, while you're talking, how about you do the roads? How about that, Will?
A lot of the Yankees. And right now, we're in good shape. We're in good shape this morning. There's a little bit of fog out there. But, you know, just like the Mets in 2008, we're going to be okay this morning on the roads.
That's good to hear, Willie.
We're going to be okay.
All right. That's good, Willie. Good report. Willie, are you sponsored at all, Willie?
We are sponsored this morning. Let's see here. No, actually, we're good right now.
Oh, okay, good.
Right now. I just got to mention that Sunrise Toyota, those are great guys there in the all-new Sunrise Toyota, yes. North Middle Island. They get us all the traffic reports, and they do a great job. And I'm still looking for Aaron Heilman.
There's Willie Randolph, BAB Island Traffic.
Hey, it's JP for the whole team at Allure.
BAB sent you.
624, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. We were just talking about the Giants situation with Eli all week and McAdoo and Jerry Reese and the organization and who's lying, who's telling a half-truth, whatever it is. The Giants, of course, lost to the Raiders. And JP had mentioned, you know, he was kind of rooting for the Raiders. Didn't you say you put it on Facebook or something like that?
Yeah, let's go Raiders. And I had no problems doing it either.
Billy Mack is...
I mean, I'll be back. Mm-hmm.
Billy Mack, Private Eye, fresh off of Blue Balls, a very big Giant fan. Billy Mack, what's going on?
After this week, I now know what it feels like to be a Jet fan.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
And yesterday I did something that I never done before in my life. I actively rooted against the Giants.
So did I. I actually posted on Facebook, let's go Raiders.
Oh. You guys are bad fans.
Yeah, say what you want.
Yeah, Brett doesn't like that, Billy. How do you root against your Giants?
Because it didn't feel like my Giants. After the game, my wife found me in the shower, and I was curled up in a corner saying, I feel so dirty.
Right. Right.
Well, at least you had some regret.
Did you ever see the movie Silkwood? It's like they had to power wash the filth off of us, but hey.
Thanks, Billy.
You never root against your own team.
I had to.
I
had to prove a point.
No, because you're going to be back, so don't root against them. If you're going to switch allegiances, that's one thing.
I wanted to see them lose that game. Wanted to see...
What's that going
to
do?
Because I wanted... That guy looked us in the face and said, I feel like we have a better chance of winning with Geno Smith. Now you're just a dumb dick, and I don't even want to be involved with you.
On the upside, Geno Smith didn't lay an egg, right?
The two fumbles one of them was a rushing touchdown.
Okay.
And the other one was a nice pass, but he also fumbled the ball twice, got stripped. Listen, the fact of the matter is the coach went and said, this guy, Geno Smith, gives us a better chance to win.
Yeah.
Now you're just high.
Hmm. Well, unless the team sets my family on fire, I'm not rooting against them.
They set my soul on fire, Brett.
Mm.
So just don't watch them. Don't root for the other team.
Set my soul on fire. Too bad. I did it. What? Now what are you going to do?
Now you're a bad fan?
I'm not a bad
fan.
No.
Forever.
102.3 WBAB.
Forever.
You're wrong.
Roger. You see it all around you. Good loving dog, man. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP at 6:31. If you're just waking up, we were just talking about the New York football Giants. And how, Billy Mack, Private Eye, called in, big Giant fan, was not rooting for the Giants this weekend, and JP wasn't either. And they're both big Giant fans for a long time, but kind of hoping that you kind of stick it in management's ear in a way.
Jeff and Brett hates us both.
he's a guy.
I don't hate you.
No, he's about rooting for your team no matter what.
That's right.
That's what
being a fan is.
Even this mess.
So
you can care less about it. Like, I'm angry. I'm a Giants fan, and I'm angry with how they handled this situation. I'm not going to root against them. I watched a little bit of the game yesterday, but I'm not making it a point to move my entire day to watch this garbage team.
Oh,
I'm not going to go, let's go Raiders.
I didn't watch the game. I watched hardly any of the game.
I know, but I'm talking about actively rooting for the other team.
What happened when I did turn it on? Geno Smith got sacked and stripped. That's literally what I saw
in
that game yesterday.
You didn't tune in.
Yeah, the only other stuff I saw were highlights.
East End Jeremy's on the line, listening to 95.3.
And I was pissed off that I didn't stop Beast Mode because he went off for 18 points.
Out in Flanders. Hey, East End, what's up?
Wait a second, though. I don't think he's really turning his back on his team. He's just turning on the back on the decision with the teammate. And also, what if the Giants turn around and lose the rest of these games and get an excellent draft pick and get their franchise quarterback in the next draft? What are you going to say then?
How about you let us see what you have now? How about you just throw Davis? If they would have went with Davis Webb yesterday, nobody would have said a word. Nobody would have said a word. Because now you're at least taking a look at what you could possibly have as a future.
Let me ask you something, though. With all the stuff that happened this year with the flag and all everybody kneeling, I haven't really watched that much. I watched a little bit this weekend. Have you, lost interest in it? Is it as entertaining as it used to be, or is there, a bad taste in your guys?
I lost interest in it because the Giants suck moose balls. It's as simple as that.
The level of play, the level of teams, the games. I mean, I just feel like it's It's like blah.
No, I still watch it. I still watch it because I do fantasy football. If I didn't do fantasy football and I wasn't gambling, I wouldn't watch it. I wouldn't watch anything but the Giants, and then this year I wouldn't have watched anything.
All right.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that who've it's a little tarnished for them, or their team's not doing good, so the NFL's ratings aren't what they were. They're still fine.
Let's change it to this. I didn't stop rooting for the Giants. I changed my allegiance for a day, and then I'm coming
back.
That's
called being a bad fan. I'm glad you accept it.
Whatever.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 637. Sunny and 51 degrees today. Giant fans, if you just woke up, we were just talking about the Giant situation and the rumors that Coach McAdoo could be fired today. Adam, what do you say? Adam Schefter put that out yesterday, right?
Yeah.
It's possible. We'll see what happens. But, you know, Brett taking kind of offense in a way. Brett, our producer, is a Giants fan as well, to either JP or Billy Mack or anybody who's called in who said, listen, I wasn't rooting for them yesterday. And, I mean, I saw it all over social media. You guys are the only ones.
He's not a
fan. We're kind of hoping the Raiders were going to beat the Giants and may embarrass them, not for the players, but mostly for the...
to make a point.
For McAdoo and for Reese.
Right.
And ownership, you know. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I got to agree with JP. I turned on the game to watch Geno Smith get sacked and McAdoo, the child molester 80s porn star.
What?
I wanted to see his face sink.
Yeah.
I wanted him to feel the pain. Eli didn't deserve what they did.
Don't you think he feels the pain already, being a coach whose career right now looks horrible with the way he's
I want him
the Giants?
To be an 8th grade coach. And why not North Dakota? McAdoo. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Later. Somebody's angry. All right.
Yeah.
Hello, BAB.
So, JP, all the years as a Yankee fan, and far and few between, they have a crappy season. Do you not watch them?
It's not about the crappy season. I'm not worried about the crappy season. The Giants missed the playoffs, I think it was like 4 out of the last 5 years. It's not about that. It's not about that. It's about the way things have gone down. It's about McAdoo. You know, after every game saying, oh, I just got to go back and look at the tape. I didn't see that. What do you mean you didn't see that? Your team sucks. It's about Reese not putting an offensive line, you know, telling everybody how great this team is and then not putting an offensive line to protect Eli. It's about John Mara lying to the fans that he didn't know how this whole thing was going to go down. All that stuff. It's not about losing.
So it's bigger picture.
It's way bigger picture.
And you would think that this was the New York Jets we were talking about.
You would.
Here's the thing. If Wellington Mara was alive, and I believe this, if Wellington Mara was alive, it's no way things go down the way they did. No way.
Hey, thanks for the call. Well, a lot of passion and, I mean,
all right, listen here.
Okay, Mike from Sports Radio.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
That guy who just called and called him McAdoo... child molester,
yes.
80s porn stash guy.
Mustache.
That part's true. The child molester, though, that's alleged.
Alleged.
That's alleged. Oh, you cannot come on the air and call someone child molester.
That's true.
If they if you have no facts.
I see.
You need facts,
right?
Like you'd have all the time.
I'm not saying he hasn't touched a kid. He looks like a kid touching. He probably did. But you cannot say that on the air.
I see.
Got it.
I see.
If I was a betting man, I'd say he did. But you cannot say that.
Mike from Sports Radio.
On the air.
Okay. Right. Right. That's not right.
I would bet my entire year's salary that guy had his hand somewhere where it's not supposed to be. But you cannot do that. You cannot. I just want to.
I see. Nobody else can do it.
As a guy who's been in radio for 30-something years, I'm going off into the sunset.
Yeah.
I want to pass my knowledge on to you.
You're getting a little loosey-goosey with your opinions.
No, listen. The guy's a blatant child molester porn stash guy. You cannot go on the air and say that.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Get a brain!
Thank you, Mike, for Sports Radio.
But bet on child molester, okay?
Must feel pretty nice.
If there's a Vegas bet for it, is there a prop bet for betting if McAdoo when he gets fired and if he's a child molester? I'd bet the house. Okay? But you cannot say that!
Got it.
No, you can't
without saying alleged!
Right.
On the radio!
That's right, alleged. Correct.
He does have nice hair. Still, I'm still a big fan of his hair. It's like mine.
The slick back look.
Nice and slick.
Yeah. A little roof.
Feels good.
Over his forehead.
Looks good.
All right. Thank you, Mike, for Sports Radio.
All right. So bet on Kid Toucher. Okay. That's my tip of the day.
All right.
All right. 6:41 there. Time to check the roads. Here's Mr. Ted.
Thank you, Mike. We'll start on the LIE westbound by exit 41, Route 106, 107. There's an accident there that is being worked on, and then you stay heavy pretty much from there now all the way into the Queens Line. We also had an accident on Jericho Turnpike eastbound right in the area of the Seaford Oyster Bay Expressway. Looks like that has now been cleared away. And the Northern Parkway westbound picking up a lot more traffic.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.